Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. The Uzbek regime begins a new phase of the war against Islam, against the Muslims behind the mask of extremism. The legislative body in Uzbekistan, the Legislative Council, has taken another authoritarian step targeting the people of the country, the Muslim, and its Islamic values. On April 7, the deputies approved in the first reading a draft law stipulating the expansion of the scope of punishments under the pretext of, quote, combating extremism. And these changes do not target the individuals only, rather they also target the NGOs outside the control of the state and any group that adopts ideas not approved by the regime. Quote, extremism is the comprehensive weapon of the colonizers. Deputy Attorney General B. Velayev confirmed in his report that, quote, the concept of extremism is being reviewed based on the recommendations of the United Nations and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. This means that the Uzbek regime continues in the restraint of its people according to the rules set by the Kafir disbelieving colonizing West. Indeed, the term extremism is nothing but an intimidation tool used since a long time to obstruct the Islamic political thought and delay the revival of the Ummah. Indeed, the targeting of the NGOs in the new law means that any voluntary group seeking to learn Islam outside the mosque or discussing the problems of the society will be classified as an, quote, extremist group, and through that, the regime seeks to keep all aspects of society under the weight of fear and absolute surveillance. The regime speaks about, quote, partial decriminalization, promising to provide facilitations for the one who erred for the first time. But this is nothing but a game of loosening the rope, then tightening it. For behind terms such as social rehabilitation and correcting radical ideas lies the aim of breaking the creed of the Muslims and transforming them into dolls loyal to the regime. The transition from religious extremism to political extremism, so according to Velayev, the punishment will now become inevitable not only for religious extremism, but also for what is called political extremism. And this is a new front that has been opened against the political opponents of the regime and the critics of its bad management. Based on that, any political demand or desire for reform can be considered an assault on the constitutional system. The Uzbek regime works on tightening the legislations to preserve its throne, relying on the experiences of the Western states, America, and the tyrants in East China and Russia. Indeed, these laws are directed against the Muslims who have realized the essence of Islam, the true, and seek to return it to the reality of life. But history shows that repression and labeling with extremism cannot erase the truth. So, with the increase of awareness of the Muslims of their religion and their duties, these repressive laws will lose their validity. O Muslims of Uzbekistan, indeed this law is a proof of the fear of the regime itself, for they know that the ideas of Islam spread in a wider manner, and that the call to live according to Islam finds its place among the youth of the country. So they tried to ban any Islamic activity under the name of extremism. But history has proven that any tyrannical regime that fights Islam only hastens its destruction. And its destruction will be near by the permission of Allah by establishing the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate upon the method of the prophethood. Indeed, this draft law is an admission of incapacity from a coward regime that cannot go out from the lines drawn by the colonizing West and fears the aqidah, creed of its Muslim people. They want to break the intellectual and doctrinal stature of the Muslims and force them to abandon the requirements of their deen. But they forgot one truth, which is that it is not possible to block the truth by the bars of prisons, and it is not possible to shackle the enlightened thought by the articles of law. These unjust measures are nothing but desperate attempts to prevent the Ummah from returning to its identity, despite the attempts of the oppressors to intimidate the Muslims with their cunning plans, except that by these steps they hasten their disappearance. For indeed, wherever oppression intensifies, the burning thirst for justice increases. So upon the Muslims is to be aware of these cunning traps, and to remain firm in preserving their deen, and to hold fast to the rope of Allah alone. So no matter how tyrannical falsehood appears, when the truth comes, it must vanish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا.
And say, the truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Indeed, falsehood is ever vanishing. Al-Isra 81. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ.
They want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will complete His light even if the disbelievers dislike it. As-Saff 8. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Uzbekistan.